Good morning, it's Friday, July 30th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Mostly sunny with a daytime high of 90 degrees. Evening clouds with an overnight low of 63 degrees. Tacoma is preparing for the return of warmer weather to western Washington. The city is opening its Lighthouse Activity Center at 8th Street for those in need of cooling off. The center is open to the public on Friday from 8:30 to 5, and on Saturday from 1 to 6. Tacoma opens the lighthouse on days the weather is forecast over 85 degrees. The city also operates the center as an air quality relief center when levels are considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. Guests are required to wear masks and follow COVID-19 safety protocols. The city says its staff is reaching out to homeless shelters to ensure they have enough supplies. Authorities are searching for a suspect in the deadly shooting of a man in South Hill. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies responded late Wednesday night to a department store in the 16,910 block of Meridian Avenue East after reports of gunshots. The victim was found in the parking lot and pronounced dead at the scene. The shooter fled before deputies arrived. It's not yet known what led up to the shooting and the investigation is ongoing. This is the 11th homicide in unincorporated Pierce County so far this year. Some residents of a Tacoma West End neighborhood want more done about illegal tree cutting. The Salmon Beach Group says developer Rush Residential broke city tree-cutting laws to improve views. The Narrows Ridge's 7 lots boast vistas of the Narrows Bridge and Olympic Mountains. Neighbors argue the tree removal leads to the risk of landslides above their homes, which are only reached by foot. The city sent a violation notice after Rush removed 40 conifers instead of the approved 25, but there are no fines for illegal cutting on private property. An engineering firm said removal would increase the potential for erosion, and any slope failures would be directly related. Rush says it consulted with experts and is confident the hillside is stable. A Black Lives Matter mural is going up at Tollefson Plaza in downtown Tacoma. The city council allocated thousands of dollars for the project. The mural will extend up the concrete stairs and is expected to be unveiled as early as this fall. The Human Rights Commission has been pushing for the city to paint a mural since last year following the deaths of Manuel Ellis and George Floyd. It took a partnership of the city and Tacoma Art Museum to make it happen, with each contributing $10,000. The effort is intended to complement the Kinsey Collection of African American Art and History, which will be at the museum July 31 through November 28. The BLM mural is expected to last roughly 5 years. The process for selecting a muralist begins next month. Will outdoor music and food bring more people to downtown Tacoma? A new weekly concert series called Sound Bites is planned every Wednesday from 5 to 9. August 4 through September 1. Various artists and to-go food from restaurants will be at South 8th Street and Pacific Avenue. Admission is free and all ages are welcome, though there will be an area for those 21 and older to enjoy alcoholic beverages. 2 live performers and a DJ are scheduled for each night. Event organizer, the Downtown Tacoma Partnership, hopes Sound Bites will become a future tradition. A state expert is identifying the type of snake that repeatedly struck at a man in Tacoma. Roger Britz was on a lunch break Tuesday when he came upon an aggressive 10-inch snake under the Lincoln Avenue Bridge. He later returned and says the snake followed him while ignoring his coworker, until it slithered down a hole. Britz suspects it sensed the heat from his legs and shorts, while the coworker wore jeans. He thought it might be a Eurasian viper, which are venomous and sport a zigzag pattern like the one Britz saw. A state expert in reptiles and amphibians looked at Britz's video and photos and ID'd it as a non-venomous western terrestrial garter snake, which looks similar from a distance. Pierce County bookworms can celebrate. They'll soon be able to wander library bookshelves for the first time in more than a year. The Pierce County Library System says all 18 of its full-service libraries will be back open to the public by the end of July. The Lakewood and Ording locations already reopened this week and were the last libraries to become available for in-person services. Building hours will match curbside pickup hours for books, other print, and movies in the coming weeks. Browsing shelves, checking out items, and using technology are the three services visitors can use again at locations. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!